who you vote for and what government you get determines how this country is run. In 1997, people voted a Labour government in, as they did subsequently. And the current economic mess and the reason for the job losses here in Winchester is because of the way that people voted, because they elected in a Labour government which was wasteful and excessive in the way that it spent public finances. It mismanaged the economy, which led to the worst budget deficit in peacetime history. It led to a situation where now we are sadly paying £120 million a day on debt interest, not on the debt, not on paying off for the past, but actually just on servicing the debt that we have. And it's because we find ourselves in those circumstances that we are having to make public spending cuts. These are cuts have been brought about because of the legacy that we inherited from Labour and the subsequent job losses. And what we are saying is that a Conservative-led government is a government which will rebalance the economy, which will create the right environment in which business can grow. Indeed, earlier this week, I was at the cabinet meeting which took place in Derby, in which we spoke about the specific initiatives, including enterprise zones, including rolling back bureaucracy, getting off the backs of business, saying that if you want to open a business, then for the first 10 people that you employ, you won't have to pay tax, by cutting corporation tax year on year, by making it easier for people to invest, by effectively saying that this government is not just about saying the private sector must grow, but it's also about creating an environment in which the private sector can grow. And we're sending out a very strong message to the international community as well, that Britain is open for business, and we will say that unashamedly.
And also here in Winchester, another big issue is the possible merger between hospitals here, between Winchester and Basingstoke. A few years ago, it would be unheard of that nurses and doctors would be worried about their jobs.
Well, nurses and doctors should not be worried about their jobs, because if there is one very clear commitment that the Conservative-led government gave, and that was this, that we will protect NHS spending. We gave that commitment in our manifesto before the election. We enshrined it in terms of the coalition agreement, and we're honouring it now in government. And what we have said in that is that year on year, public spending in the NHS will go up, that there will be no cuts in relation to frontline services. Of course, savings have to be made. Just because you're the amount of money the NHS is getting does not mean that we shouldn't have public services reform. The NHS can be run more efficiently, can be run more effectively, and can be more responsive to the demographical change, the change in our population. But what we are very clear about is that we are continuing to fund the NHS and increase funding to the NHS, and we will at all costs protect frontline services.
Now, we've got a group of people here in Winchester who've kind of got this radio station together because we wanted to create something. We wanted to create our own business. We want to help young people as well. How much do you welcome the fact that we've put some enterprise in, as it were, in the city?
Well, this community radio is a great example of the big society. The big society which the Prime Minister speaks about regularly. It is about local communities saying, on all sorts of levels, and with yourself, saying we can provide a mechanism, a platform for communication, a way of disseminating information, for staying in touch, which is run by the community, supported by the community. That has clearly got to be the way forward, because this government is not just about balancing the books, it's also about creating a society of which we can all be much more proud of.